There are rights and there are privileges. Rights allow you access as long as you obey laws and acknowledge limitations. Privileges are offered to you with the caveat that they are not infinite and can be removed for a variety of reasons. When the second is treated as the first, problems could come up, since many privileges are in a wider scope and more challenging to ensure all possible faults are addressed. This Monday, New Jersey just may officially treat a privilege as a right, with legislation that would allow illegal immigrants to obtain a driver's license. My first guest today heads one of the many organizations who are against this plan. She is the director of Citizens for Positive Change New Jersey, Michelle Talamo. How are you today, Michelle?
Very good, Chris. Hello to you and all your listeners today.
I appreciate you taking the time and certainly stepping forward to, not just in a protest way, but in an educational way, explain why driver's licenses for illegal immigrants is not the way to go. And for you listening, just for your reference, you can look this up at the state website, njledge.state.nj.us. In the state Senate, it's S3229, and state assembly, A4743. Obviously, I said generally that what this legislation does, but more specifically, what is it about this legislation that you have a challenging time accepting?
Well, we need to step back and find out what happened to New Jersey licenses after 9/11. After 9/11, it was discovered that many of the attackers had obtained licenses in various states, some fraudulently, obviously, because they didn't have status to be in the United States. And so New Jersey legislators took the initiative, and rightly so, to say, we're going to institute a procedure that if you want to have a New Jersey license, you have to prove that you are here legally, and you have to produce 6 points of identification. So many of your listeners may realize that a few years ago, they had to go and renew their license, proceed directly to the Motor Vehicle Bureau in their locations, and present 6 forms of identification. Now, some people, if they were from Hudson County, incurred a little bit of a roadblock because when they produced their birth certificate between certain years, they were deemed invalid because there was some corruption in Jersey City. And so those people, in order to get a valid birth certificate, had to go down to Jersey City and get another copy, or they had to do it by email and internet. Which I think cost them a hefty sum of something like $30 or $35. Anyway, the legislature did what it did best for the New Jersey citizens, and they protected us. And that was a good thing to do. Now what they're establishing is with this new other license, quote, license for the illegal residents in New Jersey, those people only have to produce 2 points of identification. Now, 2 points of identification may be very easy to get when one considers you could go to the Social Security Administration, say, I'm not here legally, but I want to pay taxes, and they'll give you an INIT number, which allows you to pay taxes, but clearly identifies that you're not legal. And with that, you can go get a bank account at some very particular banks, and some of them are big names. And then you could go down there with your bank account, and you can go with your utility bill, and you can produce 2 proofs of ID. Now, it may happen, and I'm not talking about, you know, people in mass, but I'm talking about people who might take advantage of this.
Okay.
You might have people who are criminals trying to hide under the radar, have been convicted of DUI, and this is a great opportunity to get a license or even a second license and manipulate the system. And that is one of the outstanding issues here, talking about identity theft, talking about the issues regarding the safety for the citizens of New Jersey. And, you know, we have to remember that this conflicts with federal law because it's a federal crime to encourage or induce illegal aliens to enter and remain in the U.S. And so what we're doing is we're creating a hospitable environment. And as from what I've explained, for me, that is one of the very roots of the problem that this bill does. And there are some other facets which I'd be happy to share as well.
I just want to point out, do you have any questions at this point? Sure, I just want to point out a couple of things for you listening in. The bill, by the way, is 45 pages long, so this is detailed legislation. And again, if you go to the State House website, if you scroll to the bottom, the very last page, they have what's called the statement, which puts all the legislative mumbo-jumbo into more plain English. You mentioned about the forms of ID to get a license. It almost seems like for the illegal immigrant, it's not a matter of proof of identity. It's proof of where they live. It seems like the only thing that the MVC wants to care about is, do you have a street address? Other than that, they're really not interested in any other information. And for the illegal immigrant applying, any information that they're giving to the MVC cannot be disclosed for any purpose short of a court subpoena, which when you think back not too long ago, one of the easiest ways to commit identification fraud is to get what used to be fairly easy access to motor vehicle records.
Yeah. Well, we're making it very hospitable. And, you know, I'm not here fighting against illegal immigrants. I'm fighting against manipulating our system to accommodate what they have not done. And this actually puts them ahead of those immigrants that have come here legally and have gone through the process, proved who they are, and have gone through the actual vetting. And it's not something that's going to work to the benefit of New Jersey citizens. Now, my background is I'm a human resource professional, so I do tend to look at some of this through a prism of displaced workers and job opportunities. And when you look at it that way, you know, when you get a job and you apply for a job, within 3 days, you have to produce proof of your ability to work in the United States and satisfy the requirements of the I-9. And the employer has to do this. If the employee does not do it in a good manner, they are subject to up to $10,000 fine. Now, small employers don't always have the benefit to have a human resource professional at their fingertips or someone who is knowledgeable in these areas. And if they don't do this properly and accept one license from an illegal resident as if it were proof to work in the United States, then that's going to be a problem for them when they're audited.
Which is frustrating because the E-Verify program is a very user-friendly program for any business of any size to use, but so many are reluctant to use it.
Yeah, some don't use it. You know, they just, I think it's sometimes, you know, it appears bigger than life, but you are correct. It is very easy to use. But, you know, you have to remember, if someone shows up with a false Social Security number, it will come back as valid.
And that happens frequently. We have to bring things to a close here, though. We are talking with Michelle Talamo, talking about what's many are saying is a done deal, given the political makeup of the two chambers of the State House and Governor Murphy's campaign promise coming to fruition that he wants to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. What do you hope could be done between leading into what Monday's vote is going to be?
Well, you know, it's very simple. People need to call. They need to call their legislators. It's very easy to find their numbers. Call them. Tell them that this doesn't benefit the citizens of New Jersey. You know, it's important that the citizens step up. If they want to make their state better, if they want to make their county better, their local government better, they need to step up and make a few phone calls. I assure you, it only takes 15 minutes to call three of them. People on the other end of the phone are very nice. They're very courteous, and they're very accepting of your information. Give your name, give, you know, the town where you live in, but a very strong rebuke, if you will, that this is not for the benefit and that they are a voting block. And that would help greatly to move this off the table where it belongs.
And once again, you can find the phone number for your state assembly members and state senator at the State House website. You look up your by location at njledge.state.nj.us. You'll get all the information you need to make the calls that Michelle is urging you to make. We've been talking about the plan, vote coming up this Monday, for driver's license for illegals with the Director of Citizens for Positive Change in New Jersey, Michelle Talamo. Michelle, thanks for your insight and edification and information about this plan and the details about it and the risks created by it. And thank you for being here today.
And we thank you, Chris, for your time.